havoc in our economy, economy that was improving, and now we have people out there.
Good morning, Lee. And it is a good morning. Unexpected economic news.
Yeah. Well, unexpected for the financial media.
U.S. economy rebounds with 3% GDP growth. Exactly the amount we need to make 3% plus the big, beautiful bill fly with all of its spending without damage. U.S. economy rebounds with 3% GDP. That's economic. 3% economic growth after trade reversal. So let's recap what Joe Biden left us, shall we? We were at roughly -2, -3. They finally admitted a few weeks into the Trump administration. You remember how they did that? Oh, we're going at 4%, they said, when Joe Biden left office. Right. And they said, well, maybe it's 2.6. Well, maybe it's more like 1. Well, you know, maybe it's -2, -3, -4. We don't know. And they had the lower feds deliver that, right? In other words, Joe Biden left us in a recession is what he did. Well, we were supposed to have this recession. All the right people said so. And then all the right people said, oh my gosh, on top of the basically recession that we're headed into, because we had a quarter of negative growth, it looked like, at least coming out of Biden, looked like we were on track for that. We were, and tariffs were going to make it terrible. It was going to be awful. Well, guess who was wrong again? All the right people. They need to get some new talking heads on these business channels, Lee. Fox Business, even. I mean, they just got wasted here. Inflation-adjusted gross domestic product, which measures the values of goods and services produced in the U.S., increased at an annualized 3% rate after shrinking at 8.5% rate in the previous period. Yeah, we're still recovering from Joe Biden. Net exports added 5 percentage points to the GDP. Damn. Are you kidding me? You know, that means it's working.
Yep.
We are making goods, services, things, and people are buying them in other countries. This is what we need. Holy cow, I'm just reading this as we go. Unbelievable. So, I mean, this is fantastic. And you know what? I mean, let's not forget where we were back in April, way back in April.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was Liberation Day. It was the first week of April. And then the end was nigh, and they tried to talk the market down. Nobody listens to these buffoons. But I want to play where we were in April, okay? This is on all of what, you know, from liberal media to liberal business media. And I got to throw them in there, including Fox News. I mean, it was a funeral every day.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff-mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy, economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
How'd that work out? What, are they just going to bury that mess in their archives and pretend they never said any of it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, how embarrassing.
Somehow I think you'll keep reminding them of that, though.
No, I would. I never miss a chance.
Yes, exactly.
Again, my favorite was, I should have screenshotted it that day on Drudge, that they said that, worst performing stock market month since the Great Depression. And it was locked in. The month wasn't over yet, but they knew what was coming, and it was going to be the worst month since the Great Depression. And we hit two all-time highs in the market since then. Anyway, Donald Trump is right on it, as you can imagine. Just posting on Truth Social, second quarter GDP just out 3%. Growth way better than expected. Too late, which is his name for Jerome Powell. Too late, Powell must now lower the rate. No inflation. Let people buy and refinance their homes. What do you think Powell's going to do? You're going to hold out hope that Tariffmageddon will arrive? As he, you know, predicted. This is the same moron, by the way, who said, don't worry, I'll never forget this, when inflation ticked up to 4%, don't worry, it's only transitory, and also Putin caused it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did try to blame Putin, too.
Yeah, yeah. And wait, it's only transitory. Putin behaving badly is what causes inflation. And don't worry, no, Joe Biden can totally spend, print, really, another $1 trillion a quarter. That won't affect us at all, just because we're at 4.5% inflation. Doesn't mean we're going higher if we keep printing money. No, yeah, you see, on Putin. It's transitory, said Powell. How'd that work out? Inflation doubled, went to 9%. Total utter disaster. So Powell's record is one of being like dead wrong, essentially. But he thinks he knows better than Trump. And the arrogance of this man, when the presidential administration that Lee now has proven its economic policies not only work, but work fast. When you're somewhere between negative growth right at the end of Biden's presidency and like 0.5%, not 5, but 0.5%, and you say we're going to have Tariffmageddon and you base your interest rate policy on that, and then you're wrong, like you've been wrong for years, and the president has kindly invited you to leave, and you think you have a right to hang out after that? How embarrassing for him. He should hang his head in shame. I mean, it's rude as hell to just, when the president asks you nicely, can you please leave? I know your term's not up, but I'm asking you to leave so I can carry out my agenda. And you don't, that's one thing. But when you're dead wrong about his economic policies, I mean, dead wrong. Where's the inflation that he predicted? Nowhere. Where's the stagnating growth? Nowhere. Bye-bye. Go away. But he won't. So let's see if he raises rates. I can't wait to see if he does. I mean, lowers rates. I can't wait to see what his reason is if he doesn't, Lee.
Yeah.
What's he going to come up with now? Hold out hope for Tariffmageddon. Is he going to be the last one in a sinking ship?
Well, at least it's not the economy that's doing the sinking.
Oh, thank God. So this, all of this is great. Robert Borton's tweets, 3% GDP killed woke. Now we aren't broke. No, this is great. So again, the financial media completely, I got to wonder, you know, when are they going to go the way of Colbert? You know what I mean? Like at some point, yeah. If you're still watching them, including Fox Business, my question to you will be why? Like, why are you doing that? Unless you just want to see what lies they're telling, so you could factor that in to your, you know, business and investment plans. I mean, that might be a legitimate reason to watch them, I guess. I don't know.
Just watch them and do exactly the opposite of what they advise you to do. So
truly, you would have killed it. And you know what's so interesting about that? Again, the American people, no matter what their education level, are so much smarter than these buffoons. Because remember what they tried to do? They tried to talk down the market. I will never forget this. They tried to talk down the market and with scare tactics, and it didn't work. And remember Scott Bessent pointing out 97% of regular mom and pop investors, 401k people, who had stocks at the beginning of the year when Trump took office, did not sell them, no matter what the mainstream media and the mainstream financial media said. And that was it was a Vanguard stat, and Bessent saw it.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust, investors trust President Trump.
Megan. Yeah, 97%.
Yeah.
Already knew not to listen to these people. So it's only confirmed. You know what they ought to do? There's big financial accounts on X that are very, very good. They've got bigger audiences than some of these shows do. Just Go get some of those people and put them on the television. Ask them what's going on. The people who didn't freak out over this stuff. So all great. And then on top of it, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into what Trump actually did in this EU trade deal because it's revolutionary. I mean, this is the blueprint for all of the rest of the trade deals. And when you have that aha moment, you're like, wow, this is really going to translate. I'll explain coming up next.